All right, we are live, everybody. Sorry about the little technical delay there. I am actually at Dr. Pompa's house, and we are working on some exciting new things, a new product, really, really neat stuff. So welcome to CellularHealing.tv. Sorry, I'm a little fuzzy here. I have David Asarno. I didn't say Dr. David today, but Cellular Healing TV episode.
I'm not really. I just play one on Cellular Healing TV.
That's true. And Dr. Pompa, are you there? I thought I heard you there.
He's not live. He's not on the Hangout yet.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll be here in a minute. We'll just start a little bit without him. If he has any technical difficulties, I can quickly run out there and help him, which is one of my strong suits is technology. So, David, the topic for today, Dr. Pomp and I were discussing it over coffee this morning. We have a lot of requests for the how-tos of intermittent fasting. We've released new articles on ketosis. We've been going down that way. The how-tos of ketosis, been hitting that hard. But from our viewers, they've been wanting some of the more of the how-tos of the intermittent fasting, and that's what we're going to talk about today. That's something that I get to do every day. I can just explain my story and how I intermittent fast on a daily basis. And I just went to a program called Lifebook, and even in my health, which is essentially a personal development course. And one of the things in my health section, my health and wellness section of my life, one of the things I put in there is to do more intermittent fasting, and actually to add a day of a complete fast once a week, and to be more consistent with it. So that's part of my health and wellness, and what does it do, and why do I do it? Well, it makes me feel great. It gives me brain clarity. If I do it consistently enough and doing it correctly, eating some of the fats, I do go into a strong state of ketosis. Oh, wrong link. So Dr. Pump is actually going to join me here. This will actually work out really good. So I'm just explaining my how-to of ketosis.
Well, and here's the interesting thing, since we're talking about this topic. A lot of people who are just joining us for the first time may say, well, why intermittent fast? And
come here, Dr. Pompa. Snuggle in.
Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, we had a technical difficulty as usual.
You know what? It's technology, but at least we're here, right? Exactly. So we're talking a little bit about intermittent fasting, and obviously Warren kicked off today saying we're going to talk about anti-aging. And one of the things that we notice specifically when new practitioners come into our program and they start adopting.
All right, we are live, everybody. Sorry about the little technical.
What's going on?
You just got to turn off your Facebook page.
We are working on
your social page.
It shouldn't be doing that. A new product.
Technical difficulty.
Really, really neat stuff. So welcome to CellularHealing.tv. Sorry, I'm a little fuzzy here. I have David Asarno. I didn't say Dr. David today, but Cellular Healing TV episode.
It's actually literally.
Not really. I just play one on site.
Really an impossibility for that to be going, though. That's the thing, David.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. So let's just roll with it. So one of the things that a lot of our practitioners notice is, you know, from the first time we see them till when we see them again, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, you look younger. And one of the things that they all start doing right away is intermittent fasting. And one of the things that, Dr. Pompa, you talk about is down-regulating cellular inflammation. So why don't you connect the dots in why intermittent fasting, first and foremost, helps down-regulate cellular inflammation, and then we'll give them some steps and things they can do.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely want to make it how-to, because that was some of the requests that came through. You know, there's different types of intermittent fasting, and we'll discuss that. But one of the major things is that, you know, yeah, exactly. One of the major things is that fact that it raises growth hormones so dramatically. And in men, it's about 2,000% increase. In women, 1,300% increase. That's a massive difference. Growth hormone, of course, is how you regenerate, how your skin regenerates, how your bone, muscles, joints regenerate, feel good. That's why people today, a lot of the movie stars, they take for about $1,500 to $2,000 a month, they inject growth hormone. And they look better. They do. They look younger. They feel better. However, just like any hormone, there's always a consequence to taking a hormone, because then your body slows down its own production. So then it creates other problems. And we know now that long-term growth hormone use can actually create insulin resistance and other things. So always a consequence. But when we do things naturally to keep our growth hormone maximized, we do in fact get those benefits without the consequences. I said this to somebody recently. I said, you know, I think that you all know I practice what I preach, and I eat the way I eat. I do a lot of things, and of course, you know, you read about certain things. I'm never afraid to try certain things, but intermittent fasting, I'd have to say, is the most powerful thing that I have done in years, maybe 5 years or more, as far as natural health goes, that I noticed such a massive difference in so many areas of my health, even my physical activity. So, you know, I'm a strong believer in it. And again, I jokingly say, you know, maybe it's just because of my age that I know such a dramatic difference, but that doesn't mean that younger people wouldn't notice a difference too. I mean, I'm able to stay much leaner, and I am absolutely changed as far as like how my skin looks and how I age. So noticed a lot of different things.
I opened this up with me looking at the area of health and fitness in my life, health and fitness actually, through a personal development course. And one of the things, because of that, Dr. Pompa, because I wanted to, one of my goals is to see my grandchildren's children, so my great-grandchildren, to be part of their life. I want to have be extremely healthy and fit. And one of the things that I added to achieve that goal, knowing everything that we have done, I mean, all the places that we traveled, all the amazing doctors that we've worked with along the way, all the books that she's interpreted for me and told me the truth about, it's a joke. And so I don't have to read everything. He reads it. Send that to Dr. Pompa. Merely does the same thing. We rely on each other's strengths, right?
Exactly.
One of the things I'm going to integrate after all that great knowledge, all Dr. Pompa's interpretation for me, is integrating more intermittent fasting. Puppies!
I can solve this problem.
He can solve this problem. Out of all those different strategies and solutions, I need to integrate more intermittent fasting into my program. And one of the things I wanted to add, Dr. Pompa, and this is a great question for you, this is just what laid on my heart. Again, I'm not the expert in this, but I want to do a full day of no eating, and then integrate possibly a carb day, like you do with ketosis. So intermittent fast every day, the way I'm doing it with MTC oil and butter and heavy cream in my coffee.
All right, here, my coffee.
There you go. Well, you've always been a strong component of that. And you use the same coffee we do that you can get a free bag on our website. It's Kamano Island. You can grab that right off our website, a free pound. But we do that every day, and I wanted to integrate that. What do you think about that, putting a full fast day in and a carb day in?
I just did it last week. You can go, and we'll kind of show that in the how-to. But, yeah, one day a week, you know, I don't eat for 24 hours. Sometimes more. So sometimes I'll go the whole day, and then I won't eat until the following day around, like, 1 or 2 o'clock. Some days I'll eat dinner, and then I don't eat until dinner the next night. So, you know, actually I just did that yesterday. So I went a 24-hour loop without eating. So, and then we do a carb load day where we actually do the opposite.
Healthy carbs.
Yeah, healthy carbs. We're not throwing pizzas down our throat. But where we remind our body that it's not, in fact, starving. So we'll get into that. But, yeah, I mean, that is a strategy that it does force up growth hormone, you know, as well. And it also reminds your body it's not starving. So it's a way to tap into fat at a much deeper level. I have to point you in a couple directions. Number one, I've written a couple articles about intermittent fasting. And most of you probably read them and just said, hey, I want more information on that. The last article I did on ketosis, it was answering questions about ketosis, because I talked about how intermittent fasting really plays into ketosis, and you get the most bang for your buck in ketosis when you intermittent fast daily. So read that article, because I gave a little brief how to daily intermittent fast. So with that said, there's some resources for you on the website under articles. But let's talk about it, because there's block intermittent fasting, where we intermittent fast people for at least 4 days. You could do 3 days, but I think you get more of a benefit from 4 days, because that's when a lot of the hormonal stuff starts to happen, to even longer. You know, I mean, some people, you know, even a few weeks. But the point is that let's talk just this four-day block of intermittent fasting, whether you've heard us talk about whey water fasting. Why whey water? Because it's called healing water. It has such a profound effect on the cell and your downstream detox pathways. It's loaded with electrolytes, which make fasting easier for sick people. Also, beef stock fasting or stock fasting. Why that? Because it starves down all bacteria, and then we re-inoculate afterwards. So we reset our microbiome, which you've heard us talk a lot about. Loaded with type 2 collagen, very healing for the gut, the skin, the joints, and it down-regulates inflammation. All these intermittent fasts do. So many of the people that we help, we do these types of block intermittent fasting periodically. So we don't just do one. We sometimes do one every month, sometimes two a month. And each time they do it, they get a different level of healing. And remember, these fasts make you more hormone sensitive. And one of the big epidemics is that people are hormone resistant. We're not talking type 2 diabetes here, although we could be. We're talking about thyroid problems, the inability to lose weight, testosterone, estrogen, all of these hormones the cell cannot hear today. And everybody's taking more hormones instead of getting the cell to hear the hormones. That's called hormone sensitivity. We want to be very hormone sensitive. Very lean people that are very healthy and age slow, they're very hormone sensitive. Intermittent fasting, whether it's in this block style, which most challenged people need to do. And, you know, I train our doctors on, you know, I have six different intermittent block fasts that we utilize. But now let's shift gears, because I think a lot of those types of fasts, most people that have challenges, supervision probably is best. Daily intermittent fasting. This is what we just spoke about, where we're doing this every day. And what I mean by that is we're carrying our fast on through the night, right? Because that's a fasting state. And then we're not eating breakfast, and then we're not typically eating until 1 or 2 o'clock. So we're literally going 16 to 18 hours or more without food. Now, that's not going to work for everybody. And I talk about that in the ketosis article. And the reason why is because some people are just so resistant to fat burning because they're resistant to hormones that they, in that fasting state, they're burning muscle through the night. They're dumping glycogen during those times. They, you know, extremely elevated glucose in the morning. So they're really just burning sugar. They're never really tapping into their fat stores. So one suggestion I have to really get the benefits of daily intermittent fasting is to get in, you know, to the fat burning zone first, whether it's being on the cellular healing diet or the advanced cellular healing diet where you're in ketosis, and then take advantage of daily intermittent fasting. Now, I've had people that do intermittent fasting daily, like we're talking about, going that 14, 16, 18 hours without food, and that makes them more hormone sensitive, and then they become fat burners. So could you do it to become a fat burner? Yes. Will it work for everybody? Maybe not. So I just want to put that caution out there. But let's now fast forward. Let's say it is working for you, and this is where the magic comes. Because you're burning fat through the night, just like really good fat burners do, and then you're continuing that all the way through. You're doing that every day. So literally, you're fasting every day. You're getting growth hormone spikes every day. You're getting the benefits of not eating. You're resting your cells every day. Listen, every study on anti-aging shows that people who eat less age much slower. There's more research on that than anything. Matter of fact, eventually, a gene turns on called the SIRT1 gene. The SIRT1 gene is called the longevity gene. Once that gets triggered, you extend your life dramatically. Well, caloric restriction triggers the gene. Here's the problem. Caloric restriction doesn't work, meaning your body eventually thinks it's starving, and everything works against you. So you look at these countries that eat less and live longer. How are they doing it? Well, first of all, they're not hungry. So they're eating less because they're following their innate intelligence when saying, you know, they're just not simply hungry. They don't eat often. Most of them don't eat in the morning, continue that fast. So the key to eating less is making yourself very hormone sensitive. If you just try to eat less, your body will eventually think it's starving. So the key is...
It's counterintuitive.
Absolutely. The key is becoming a very efficient fat burner. It normalizes your insulin and glucose, raises your growth hormone, you become very hormone sensitive, and therefore you just are not hungry as much, and your body never thinks it's starving. Key to intermittent fasting right here. If you do not eat a big meal at the end of your day, your body will eventually think it's starving, and it will everything will backfire on you. All of a sudden, you're going to be putting belly fat on again. All of a sudden, your body's going to want to store. It doesn't matter what you eat. You could eat salad. You could eat chicken salad. I mean, whatever you think, of, you know, the perfect meal, meat and vegetables, and you will gain weight because your body wants to store everything it can when it thinks it's starving. So the key to intermittent fasting daily is not eating for this period of time, whether it's 16, 18 hours, and then I eat a higher fat meal around 1 or 2 o'clock, and I eat a little bit of protein with that meal, and then I eat a big meal at dinner. And if it's not big enough, your body will think it's starving. So eat like the Romans. Eat like the Greeks. Gorge at night. You know, fast through the day.
Let me ask you a question. Like, because, you know, sometimes I don't even eat during the day. I'll have, you know, whey water. I'll do chia seeds with the whey water or chia seeds in water. Take a spoon of coconut oil and just eat it. Would that suffice, or do I need more?
No, through the day, that's perfect. I mean, that's very similar to what I do. I'll have some coconut oil, maybe some X-Factor oil, both of the products that I use we sell on our website. And then maybe a little scoop of whey protein, you know, just a small amount of protein to go with, you know, that, like, fatty meal. And then I don't eat again until, you know, whatever, 6 to 8 o'clock I start eating. If I worked out that day, maybe I start eating something at 5 o'clock. But, you know, that's where I eat a lot. I mean, that's the gorge phase, I call it, because we don't ever want the body to think it's fasting. So that big meal at the end of the day is key. Now, listen, you can't just eat a bunch of carbohydrates at the end of the day. You know, that's just not going to work because you're going to get a glucose rise, an insulin rise, and then your body wants to store it. So you can't do that. You have to keep those carbs lower and really stick to the meat and vegetables. Now, listen, this is what Warren said in the beginning. After a while, what we notice is that the body becomes very efficient at burning fat, so efficient that it wants to hold on to fat. Listen, the body's instinct is always to survive, no matter what. At all costs, it will survive. So it's always thinking that maybe starvation's coming, you know, maybe a bad winter, and we're not going to have enough food. I mean, this is what the body thinks. It always wants to prepare for the downtime. Therefore, it wants to store fat. So once it starts getting to a certain leanness, then what the body does is it starts to become even more efficient at utilizing fat. So it starts to plug fat cells with water. And then you get this kind of loose look, and it's not good, and it slows down fat burning. That's why it pushes water into the fat cell. That's not good. And the second strategy is it starts to become more insulin resistant. Now, not like a diabetic where it's from inflammation, but the DNA in the cell shuts down some of the receptors to insulin, and now you start to store fat easier. So that was what you said, taking one fasting day a week and just, you know, not eating until dinner or even the next morning or lunch, etc. And then taking another day, and I like to separate them, so maybe you did that on Wednesday. Then on Saturday, you eat like there's no tomorrow. Just eat breakfast, eat lunch, still healthy, still on the side of healing. And, you know, purposely get healthier carbs. Maybe that day, David, you drink more Amasi. You drink more of the Swara Gold. You drink, you know, other healthier carbs. If you're someone who's, you know, okay with certain amount of grains in your diet, that would be the day. If you're somebody, you know, other healthy things, maybe that's the day you eat a little bit of sweet potato. If you're okay with oatmeal, maybe that's the day you eat a little bowl of oatmeal. You know, so the point is that, you know, this is, we want to get our carbohydrates up. How much? I'm always asked that question. Everyone's going to be a little different, but I always say between 50 and 200, it'll fill your tank, so to speak. You can even do high protein days every once in a while to mix it up. So, again, you know, somewhere in the range, again, depending on your size and how much exercise you do, between 100 and 200 grams of protein in that day. So this one day a week where we gorge, so to speak, you know, we fill our body up with all this extra. It's just reminding the body that it's not starving. You know, there's plenty. And it works. I mean, it really does. Bodybuilders have known it for years at these carb load days. They did it before their competition.
Yeah, they don't do calorie restriction. They do hormone manipulation. So yeah. It's really different. It is a science, and that's what, you know, people, you know, unfortunately have been told, is that calorie restriction, they lose a few pounds. That's not what we're saying, you know. So that's a really tough concept that, to get, Dr. Pompa. I mean, I don't even know a better way to explain it.
I think the only thing I can say is if you're just restricting calories day in, day out, number one, you're pushing food away. You can't do that. You have to, you know, honestly, when you get hormonally sensitive, you don't have to push food away. You're simply not hungry. That's one of the big distinctions. Number two is if you're just restricting calories all the time, eventually your body thinks it doesn't have enough and it holds on to everything via storing fat. So you have to do these times a day where you just eat, and it has to be healthy, you know, low-carb things, because, again, carbohydrates in any form are going to be stored. It's extra energy. So, I mean, that's the key. We were just at a seminar, and the guy said, it's simple. It's math. It's simple math where, you know, burn more calories than you take in. And it's not so simple. It's just, you know, we have people that are down to 500 calories a day, 600 calories a day. Believe me, I hear these people. And they can't lose. Not only can they not lose weight, they're gaining weight because everything they put in their mouth and eat, their body is taking and storing the fat. You know, it's in survival mode. So it's not just about reducing calories.
And they have massive low energy, you know, and
massively
they're sick.
Massively lower energy, yeah. Because your body doesn't want to use its energy. It's trying to put you to bed. Think about this. What your body does in a time of starvation, it takes all of your energy away so you don't have energy to do anything. It wants to survive. So the last thing it's going to do is give you energy. It'll kill you. So it takes your energy away, so you have no energy, and you just store fat. You know, this is the populace of America here. You know, low energy and storing fat, even if they eat salad. You know, so that's a hormone problem. That's a cellular problem. So intermittent fasting is just one strategy to realize, you know, to really become more hormone sensitive, to fix the cell, ultimately to get well. So this is the key. And again, you know, knowing when to use the strategy is key. You know, knowing how to use the strategy is key. And we've written a lot of articles about it. We do shows like this to answer questions. So, you know, maybe you're thinking of some other questions, because that was a good one. I think people are confused about that.
I think that one thing right now, I'd like you to be able to point people, if they want to be able to get some of these products you're talking about, the probiotic whey, water, et cetera, where can they go? Where can they get this?
Beyond Organic Milk, right?
Yeah, beyondorganicmilk.com. They can get the Amasi that we drink, that you drink, David, the Swear Gold. And that's been a strategy of use. The Swear Gold is the whey water that we spoke about, where we do block fasting with. It's called Swear Gold, beyondorganicmilk.com. And that's the one, David, you said you put chia seeds in and drink it. That's your meal. Yeah. So that's a really, it's amazing, right? And again, there's some carbs in there.
Yeah, how many of those a day, if you were intermittent fasting, would you, just the one in the mid-afternoon? I guess
block
fast something like that.
I usually would do it, excuse me, that's my lunch. So probably about 1, 2 o'clock when I remember that, it's 1, 2 o'clock. I haven't thought about food all morning. And so I'll run upstairs, you know, make it, shake it up, put some stevia in there, and, you know, then I'll go work out at 5:30 and eat dinner at 6:30 with the family.
Yeah, I mean, to answer Warren's question, I think it's just the max would be one a day. On a carb load day,
you're doing the block fast with it, like
totally
five
different.
A day.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah. But then you're not
that's,
eating.
That's one of your
else.
Articles on intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm. So you're not eating anything else on a block. You're just taking 4 to 6 of those Swear Gold a day.
For 4 days.
Right, it's for 4 days, and that's a different concept, obviously. But daily, I would say a half to one a day. Is maximum. So, the other point I wanted to make, and we discussed this a little bit in a past show, is my dog just knocked at the door, and then I lost my train of thought. Oh, I know. I just lost it again. Oh, let me let him in because he's going to keep interrupting me. So,
the puppies are in rare form today.
I know.
But it's fun. I'm sitting next to Dr. Pompa in his house, So intermittent fasting can and teaching and training can happen anywhere with all kinds of animals around you.
So you're talking about in a past show, we talked about something.
Yeah, exactly. It was a past show and we had Faith on. And yeah, I'll think of it in a minute. It's a good point to make. And anyways, it'll come to me.
Well, let's go back to the...
But if anything, that shows that these shows that we do are raw, they're real, and we know the topics that we're going to talk about, and we just talk about them. It's not like we have teleprompters in front of us or any scripts or anything like that.
Yeah, this is how we live on a daily basis. I mean, this is our life. This is our life mission. So we're just sharing, you know, the science and the research that we utilize through hundreds of doctors across the nation, and so we get a lot of feedback. Dr. Pompa works with very, very challenged patients and clients, and he coaches them how to do what we do, really, on a daily basis to get their lives back, because the body, if you remove the interference, if you remove the cause, it will heal itself. It works every time. God didn't screw up. Just like what we're sharing today, guys, the whole think about it. The world's telling you one way, you know, calorie restriction, yet it's 180-degree opposite. It's about hormone manipulation, regulation that's innate in your body to curb your hunger, to do what it's supposed to do. It's designed in a certain way, and the outside world, which is marketing, which is 180-degree opposite of how we live our lives, is telling you something completely different, and ultimately leads to unhealthiness, low energy, to starvation mode, to getting sick, you know, so... You got to do 100-degree opposite, Dr. Pompa, to live that life, and that's our mission.
No doubt. Well, here's a 180-degree opposite principle, and this is what I wanted to talk about, is we talked about people who eat, it's in vogue right now, eat 5 or 6 meals a day, right? That's what works.
Yeah.
That's what you do. We hear that, and I think it's very popular because it does work for people who are not efficient fat burners. But listen, here's the point. Eating 5 or 6 meals a day will keep your body from eating its muscle. Therefore, it will keep your metabolism up a little bit, and therefore, it does. It works. I mean, you say, oh, okay, I've lost a little bit more weight. But think about this. What it's doing is it's really keeping your body from burning its fat stores because you're eating every 5 to 6 hours. So what it's doing is it's burning what you're eating, small 5 or 6 small meals. So it's burning that, and it's never burning your fat. So, yeah, it works in the sense that, okay, great, it'll burn those little small meals, and therefore it won't store as much fat and won't eat your muscle. But the problem is that you're not utilizing what's around your waist. Your visceral fat, the fat that's even around your organs that holds a lot of toxins, you got to burn that stuff out. So you're really stopping your body from utilizing fat. So it's a manipulation tactic that really works on the short term. But long term, I believe it causes health problems. Obviously, it leads to belly fat and other areas of fat that you don't like. So it's not a solution. Could it be a temporary solution, you know, while you're making changes? Yeah, maybe. But I like other things to do, you know, other things. But that's been around for a long time. You know, eat 5, 6 small meals. I mean, you still hear it, right? And again, it just goes against human nature. It goes against our innate intelligence that our bodies are really set up to, when we're not eating, to burn fat. Now, people, you've heard me say that our cells can only use 2 things for energy, right? We can only use fat or sugar. Healthy people have the ability to go back and forth. Sugar burn fat, burn sugar burn fat. Most Americans are stuck as sugar burners only at the cellular level, with the hormonal inability to utilize your fat for energy. Therefore, when you're going long periods without food, your body gives you a craving you can't resist. Bad idea, you end up breaking the diet, or it breaks your muscle down and lowers your metabolism. So that's why people eat more meals, to try to counteract that. But ultimately, you want to be hormone sensitive. You want to be an efficient fat burner at the cellular level. That's a hormone issue. And then when you're not eating, you're burning fat. See, that's why intermittent fasting daily works so well once you cross over into a cellular efficient fat burner. Then when you're not eating, you're burning fat for energy. Your blood glucose levels and insulin levels are like this. And you heard me say this. You want to age slower than anybody. Control your glucose and insulin. So most people are insulin spike. I'm not talking diabetics here. But they go glucose and insulin spike. You're aging. You're causing something called glycation. you go to your doctor, your blood glucose levels are normal, but all through the day it's glucose spike. That's how you age prematurely. You see those spots that start getting on your skin? That's called glycation. That means that the glucose spikes are basically causing an inflammation, an attack on the protein. Glycation, it's like burning toast, and that's what ages you. That happens on your skin. It also happens in your inner organs. That is the key to aging. You control glucose and insulin. You become hormone sensitive. You're going to age slower than anybody that you know.
And one other thing I wanted to bring up is how do you get into that fat burning zone? And I mean, I know in the past we just gave them cellular healing diet. You know, just do the cellular healing diet for a month. However, what we found now is doing that block fasting before you jump into the cellular healing diet can make you more hormone sensitive. So the 4 days of, say, just whey water can make you more hormone sensitive. So when you can quickly even, it used to be like 21 days about, I guess, before your body would get into fat burning from just doing the cellular healing diet, which we've sold hundreds of thousands of copies of that book at this point. And then in the past we did that, and it took people 21 days with intermittent fasting, some people getting there in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They're starting to become the inefficient fat burner. So here's the question, and this is what I don't know. How do you know when you're ready to start jumping into intermittent fasting? So you did a block fast.
Great question.
Did a block fast. You did the cellular healing diet. Now it's like, okay, guys, I want to look younger. Not like we do today because my face is all squished up and my eyes are all looking weird because I'm sitting odd.
Yeah, we're all like
so we don't look young today, but just say that I did. How do we look young like you guys? I am 40 years old in December, and most people say I look 28. Dan's, you're 50, aren't you?
No, not yet. Next year I will be 50.
I'm 85.
And David actually looks great. But actually, you did anti-age significantly, you know, on your journey.
I'm 46.
So and you look great as well. So there is it's on purpose. It's not on accident that we look younger. It's the growth hormone. It's eating right. It's all those things. So Dr. Pompa, they want to do that. So how can they get to that place where they're ready?
To answer that question is that when you start losing your hunger, or here's a better one, and you don't have cravings, and you start burning fat. Because, see, there's people that are really cellularly broken who say, I'm not hungry. They're not, because they're eating their muscle. Their body dumps glycogen, and yet they're still putting fat on. So when you're losing fat, I mean, your body's burning fat, right? You're in that fat loss stage. You're not hungry. You don't have cravings. You know, absolutely, you're a fat burner. Yeah, exactly. Then you can absolutely get the most out of daily intermittent fasting. But Warner, I think, brought up a great point of clarification is, you know, we start with these block fasts, and that helps you lose the cravings. That helps you become more hormone sensitive faster. That helps heal the gut, by the way, which is a lot of reason why people have problems and can't lose weight, etc. So there's a lot of things that get achieved. It even helps fix what we call the microbiome, which we know now, people who can't lose weight have a certain bacteria fingerprint, if you would, in their gut. People who are very lean have a certain fingerprint. So we know that if we put two mice groups together, fat mice and skinny mice, in the same cage, the fat mice, they eat each other's poo, the fat mice end up becoming skinny just because their bacteria in their gut becomes like the skinny person's bacteria, or the person, mouse's. So what happens is that plays a role. So when we block intermittent fast, we affect our microbiome. We become skinny mice, which is going to help our hormones. We get ourselves hormone sensitive. We're controlling cravings. Therefore, then we go into the cellular healing diet for a period of time. Now, then that may be enough for many of you to start daily intermittent fasting at that point. Many of you might have to do several block fasts before you can daily intermittent fast. And then some of you may have to do the advanced cellular healing diet where you drop your carbohydrates below 50. And get into keto adaptation. Read those articles. There's two of them. That's another strategy to become a fat burner. So sometimes we force the cell only to use fat for energy. So there's the program. Block intermittent fast. Move into the cellular healing diet. Some of you might have to do the advanced cellular healing diet and then eventually get to intermittent fasting daily. So, you know, that is the strategy. It works. It works.
And it's 180 degrees opposite of what you're being told. And,
absolutely.
And the nice thing is, guys, and we have to wrap up, David has to go, is that, you know, most of what you're hearing in this world, well, let me put it this way. There is a movement now. There is a 180 degree solution movement that's happening. in our world. And they're coming on harder with the opposite marketing. But so you need to share this. You need to tell your friends, even what you learned today, just start speaking these things, intermittent fasting, raising your growth hormone. Just start sharing it with your friends. I want to hear about it in coffee shops. You know, send people to Cellular Healing TV, other great health and wellness experts out there that are speaking the same truth. They're coming out of the woodwork. And we're so happy to be a part of it, and we're so glad that other people are speaking the same language we've been speaking for years, since, I mean, I don't even know, since 2000. So thanks so much for joining us. Share this message with your friends. Get out there. This is truth, guys. It's 100 degrees opposite. Your friends are sick. They're on their treadmills. They think they're doing it right, and it's 90% of them. And I live in a city that believes it. The difference is I come to this city, they're more health and fitness aware. They know more about intermittent fasting. I come to Park City and I go into a gym and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to go to the next level. These people are fit, but they're doing these strategies. In Pittsburgh, they're not. You know, they're working out, you know, 5 days a week and running their treadmill. I got to get my cardio in so I can burn fat. And it's a lie and it's wrong and it's wasting their time. And more importantly, I believe, Dr. Pompa, a lot of wasted energy that people could be using to serve the world is being wasted on a freaking treadmill. I just said freaking, I'm sorry. I apologize, but I really am passionate about it because we could do a lot for the world. We have lived in a lot less, in a better place. We'd have more time for our family. See, this is how you know that your health and fitness can actually affect other areas of your life and ultimately affect the world when truth is being spoken. So
next week, I want to continue the conversation on anti-aging because some of the questions that people asked in email are, what we take, you know, what supplements, you know, can I take to age slower? You know, my brain, my body, my skin. I'm going to talk about that next week. And we're going to talk a little bit about fitness, about exercise, and how certain things can actually age you slower and how certain things can actually speed up the aging process. So
great.
We're going to talk about all that next week.
All right. Welcome. Take care,
guys.
Have a great week. Cellular Healing TV. Bye-bye.